Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I have low testosterone. I have self-diagnosed myself to have low testosterone. You know how you be watching the game, and in between the commercials you're watching, they show too many black people doing too many hip-hoppy, over-sexualized things, and you wonder, is that proportionate to the population? And do most black people really act and behave and dress and do those things, act like that? And you see that commercial about low testosterone, and it so conveniently fits into what's going on with you that it's just easy to self-diagnose yourself and say, oh, that's what I got. It's better to know than to wonder, especially in something like this. To come up with a solution or a diagnosis is almost a relief. So I've decided that I have low testosterone. Yes, I do. And I think the commercial that I saw about low testosterone had a black person in it, so that makes it even more possible because he was black like I was. So therefore, I am going to seek treatment for low testosterone. Well, why do you think you have low testosterone, you may ask? Because yesterday, in the video I made that I posted to YouTube so that it could run the transcript, the ChatGPT transcript, and generate a summary, and I could copy that summary with the video to Facebook, but I got caught up and didn't bring it over to Facebook yet. I was talking about how with age comes privilege and knowledge and the experience and accomplishment and capability. And I was thinking to myself that I really don't have to do anything that I don't want to do anymore. And it's becoming too easy. It's becoming too easy to not do anything I want to do anymore. And I was concerned about that. You know, so I got up, I got my steps. You know, I felt, it was kind of gloomy out. I was like, you know, whatever. Got home, went through the routine, shower, you know, ate, logged on. And I think before I ate and stuff, I think that was Jeffreyism Day. I can't remember what day that was, but I was doing something. So like all the way up to, I was like doing something on the my personal side. Personal project side, all the way up until, you know, like really close to when I had to log in, because I was already logged in yesterday, so I knew the computer was set. You know, all I had to do was cut it on and blip, blip, and it should be ready to go. So I kind of pushed it all the way up. Then when I did logged in, I saw an email from my boss. It said, hey, can you work Saturday and take Friday off? I was like, hell yeah. I work Saturday, but I'm taking the day off. Boom, boom, boom. I went and I set it up. I didn't usually, you know, I wait for approval or whatever. But I went and I put it in the calendar. I put myself out and put myself in on Saturday. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, and I went right back to bed. I went back to bed and went to sleep. And was able to go to sleep. And I wasn't feeling bad. I was just feeling like, I was feeling like I had low testosterone. Like the commercial says. Thank God for those commercials. What would we do without commercials? Commercials help us through life. Commercials are the best thing. And in fact, since I'm using YouTube Premium and the Netflixes and the Prime Videos and the MGM Pluses and all that, and I got premium subscriptions to YouTube, I'm missing out. I'm missing out on commercials. That's my shortcoming. That's something I need to be aware of. Commercials. Because they're there for us. Commercials are there to help us. To let us know what we need to buy to be better human beings. The products and services that enrich our life and make us better functioning and just better human beings, better overall, better spiritually, better psychologically, better physically. We need commercials. And that's why I was saying that we, or me, or I, or whoever, I was saying I was lucky enough to be watching the game. And since the game is on YouTube TV, there's no getting around the commercials during an NBA game. There's no getting around the commercials. You're going to have to see them. You're just going to have to see them. You can't phase them out. Maybe unless you record it, watch it later, and fast forward through the commercials. And sometimes I mute them. I'll mute a commercial. I'll mute a commercial in a heartbeat. And sometimes on YouTube TV, at the end of some ads, it'll say, enjoy your moment of zen until, you know, it comes back instead of showing an ad. But anyway, I just want to put that out there. So I'm going to Google for treatments of low testosterone. And then I'm going to go on eBay and buy the drugs I need and go from there. Some people may say, just take your vitamins. Just take your vitamins. It might be true. Maybe I'll do that. Because God knows I got them. And I just stopped taking them because there were so many of them. And it felt weird to be taking so many pills every day. I got fish oil, vitamin D, B plus, something. I got like big Costco size containers of them too. So that's something that I could probably do and see what happens. I might try that, in fact. I just might try that and see if it affects my low testosterone. I mean, why would they put it on TV if it wasn't real? Why would somebody spend thousands of dollars to put on a commercial? It's not real. So I gotta have low testosterone. It's got to be it. That got to be it. I don't like the other diseases or issues or ailments. The names aren't as catchy. I like low testosterone. That's the one I decided I got. And based on the commercial, I got it. I slept all day yesterday. Well, not all day, but a big chunk of the day. And then got in bed at like 9 o'clock. Watched TV a little bit. You know what? I got caught up watching War of the Worlds. All right, here's how it happened. So I started watching From. I think From was, first two seasons of From were free because I had Amazon Prime. And it was good. I got caught up. It was damn good. From is damn good, the series From. Damn good. And of course, the plot, them explaining the plot is probably going to be a letdown. I hate to say that out loud, but the premise of the show is so far out there. If they can explain it and end this, whenever it ends, you know, next season, 10 seasons, 11 seasons, whatever. If they can round that out, you got to give it to the writers, because the idea of the whole show is just so far out there. It's like they're going to have to explain this. But I got caught up into the characters and the way it was shot and the way it was done, what they told me and what they didn't tell me. I also found out with a good series or a good movie or show, there's things they don't tell you. And they may even mislead you. And that's important, because you don't want to figure it out. It's like things they leave open. And you just got to keep watching. They'll just start talking about something that they didn't explain yet. And you just got, okay, I'll wait. I'll wait and see. Then it'll come back. And I found out with Game of Thrones, In other series that are I think are really, really good, when I watch them again, the second time, it's almost like they're better. Whatever better means. You watch them the second time, you go, damn. You just see things. You go, oh, that's why Sam, blah, blah, blah. That's why Ned, da, 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 you know. And it's explained when you see it when it happens before you know why it happened. But anyway, I got up in front. And then so the new season comes out. And as capitalism works, our beautiful system of capitalism, somebody, the people or the people who made from and sold it and whoever purchased it, blah, 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 this or that, somehow it ended up on MGM Plus, which was Epics. Epics changed MGM Plus. So to watch it, you had to get MGM Plus. And MGM Plus was like 7-day free trial, $5.99, something like that. Like, that's easy. $5.99, easy. When it starts to get up to the $9.99, $10.99 is when I started to go, hold up. Let me evaluate. And speaking of evaluate, I'm going to need to evaluate my budget. Make sure that I think I said that in the video yesterday, too. I got to evaluate my budget. I got to check my spending. It seems like I'm dipping into my quote-unquote savings every now and then. And I don't think I should have to consider how much money I make. But we'll see. So, I started watching From. I had to get Epics. So I got From. And then I started, and the same thing happened with Waco. I was watching Waco on something. I wanted to see everything, everywhere, all the time, or whatever. The video, the movie that won the Academy Award Best Picture, I wanted to see that. So I subscribed to Showtime for free for 7 days, and I watched it. Damn good movie. Damn good movie. Wasn't what I expected. Everything, everywhere, all the time. And so I had Showtime, and then I had it for a week, so after I watched the movie, you know, I still had it. Ended up starting watching Waco. I started watching Waco, The Aftermath. I was like, oh, you know, this is definitely interesting. And then I found out that there's Waco before The Aftermath. Or I'm not sure which one came first, but I'm thinking Waco, The Aftermath came first. Don't ask me why. And some of the characters are the same. But Waco, regular Waco, I think was on MGM Plus. Or something, but I had it, you know. So I started watching that, and then I finished that up. Then I went back to Showtime and finished up Waco Aftermath. You know, and Showtime got some pretty good stuff on. They got some, you know, documentaries. I'm watching one now about enemies, the president, the FBI, and something like that. They got some pretty good documentaries on there. You know, so and Showtime, is I think it's like $10.99 a month. That one I'm gonna have to look at. But I kept it. And it got Billions on it too. Billions is on there. And I think Ray Donovan is on there. And those two, I watched three, four seasons of Ray Donovan and fell off years ago. Billions I was keeping up and fell off a few years ago too. So I might want to do that. But anyway, that's how I started watching Waco and Waco Aftermath. And so now, since I had Epics and MGM Plus, I started watching World of Worlds to, you know, bring this whole story back to where it was intended to go. I started watching World of Worlds, and it was good. It's bad, but it's good. Parts of it, they do really good. It kept me watching, and it could have been the characters. It could have been this, it could have been that, but whatever it was, it kept me watching it. So now I'm on like episode 6, and it's a horrible series. I mean, it's well done, it's well shot, it's captivating, aesthetic, you know, the characters, everything, but babies be dying. Kids and babies be dying. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but it's kind of like when I was watching Game of Thrones and people who I thought weren't going to die ended up getting killed. You know, because, you know, we watch these things all our lives. We know how kind of they go. It's kind of like a pattern or a standard. But you start watching Game of Thrones, people that you didn't think was going to die ended up dying. And you go like, whoa. And it was kind of like that with War of the Worlds. Even though it's not a long time for character development. It's just like, boom, you know, they're there. You see them. Next thing you know, boom, they're gone. They're dead. And horrifically. And so I got caught up watching that. And I said all of that just to say that I'm kind of into World of Worlds, but I don't recommend it to anybody. I recommend The Diplomat. The Diplomat, I'm saving, is so good. And I say from, too, to be honest with you. I start watching stuff I may or may not like just to watch, to save from, because, you know, it's one of my favorites. And Diplomat, I really saved that one. And I keep hearing about Citadel. I might start watching that. But, you know, the NBA games are on, NBA series is on, so that's always something. Even though, yesterday, I started watching it, and I wasn't interested. I was like, yeah, you know. So I started watching From. I watched From like the first quarter to the end of halftime, the hour, something like that. I watched the latest episode of From, which episode 207 showed up Saturday night like it was there. I saw it on my Fire Stick. It said episode 207. You click on it, it didn't work. It was there for a little while, too. It was like there at 206, 201, 203, 205, 206, 207. It was there, and it didn't work. And then all of a sudden, the next day, it was like 207, 201, 202, 203, 204, and the episode guy, 207, it came first, but it didn't work. And I knew, you know, it's supposed to come out Saturday night. I got a Prime subscription. I don't have the MGM Plus subscription. So I get the MGM Plus through Prime. And I tried to get the, I tried to load the MGM Plus app on my phone just to see if the episode was going to show up there, if I could log in using my Prime subscription, but I couldn't, and but I deleted it. And because I was seeing online that where people, I don't know if they're reviewing it already, because you know sometimes they'll start talking about it just to get you to click on it, and they ain't even seen it yet. It'll say review synopsis of episode blah blah blah, and then you open it, it's more of a premise. They just want you to click on it. And so I don't know, but it was interesting. And I'm not surprised that it was to show up like that. My energy feels a little better today. Maybe I needed that rest. My energy feels a little bit better today. I will say that. A little bit more peppy. Maybe it's the sun, because the sun is out. A little bit warmer, not as cold. But I ate pizza yesterday, pizza and potato chips. Cookies and stuff, you know, it was my day off, so I indulged a little. Weight went up slightly. Okay. I think I was 196.0 yesterday. I was 197.8 this morning. But that all might come out in one dump. We'll see. But either way, I'm under 200. And also, with me taking off yesterday, I work Saturday. Saturday ain't the hardest day in the world to work. to put it mildly. So I exchanged a Wednesday for a Saturday. Saturday is not the hardest day in the world to work, especially now, summer. You know, kids out of school, you know, parents are distracted. You know, it's that effects. It can be very, very not a bad day to work. Too much so. But, of course, I'll find something to occupy my time. Jeffreyism. Jeffrey TV. I wonder if I should have went Jeffrey TVism. No, Jeffreyism. And not Jeffreyisms. I should have got Jeffreyism.org. That's what I should have got. And I know it. I still might. But I don't know. First, let me just build it and see what happens. Let me just build it and see how far I go with it before I invest so much in the structure and not before I even realize the product is viable. A lot of small businesses, I went to a small business seminar, they said, worry about the license and logos and all that later. Start making the business work. Start selling it. Selling the product. Make sure the business works. You know, that way. And then worry about the license stuff later. You'll have time. It's not like the police are going to come get you and put you in jail. If you're, you know, doing something illegal, they'll give you time to do it. Make sure your product is viable. Make sure your product or service is viable. And then go ahead and get it registered and spend the money on, what's it called? Business licenses and that and blah, 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 blah. So maybe I'll do that because you never know. You know, and all those snorts that I'm doing, when I'm editing video, I'll take them out. When I'm editing video, I'll take them out. I have an external USB controller that makes video editing 100 times easier. And I can sit there without touching the keyboard, you know, and just do things and just edit really fast. And one part that I really like, you know, I got the keys mapped so I can boom, 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 boom. And one thing I really like is that I got a key map to save. Saving is a two-handed job if you're using a keyboard. I got it set up, now let's hit one button, boom, and make it save. That's important when you're dealing with video, you've been working on it for so long, and that thing crash, you're losing all your stuff. Saving is important. I learned that the hard way too many times. And I've forgotten. Then I was reminded. So I hit that save. I think one in CyberLink, Power Director, I think it crashed a couple times when I did speech to text. Once I edited the video down, took all the snorts and chunks and the you knows and the, you know, stutters and that out, I ran speech to text over that range of video, and it crashed, and I hadn't saved it. And it recovered a copy, but it wasn't the latest copy. Even it wasn't too horrible, but it was enough to go. All right. So I programmed the key for my controller. Boom, you know, save, cut, delete, play, rewind, you know, stuff like that. And I just use the cursor to move the range. I'll use the cursor to set the range. I mean, I use the mouse to set the range of video that I want to cut. Then once the range is set, one button, boom. It takes that chunk out and it moves all the videos over to fill the space. That's That saves so much time. That makes video editing fun. Instead of pointing out, video editing is fun. Because I can go in there and do stuff now. And with CyberLink, I got their subscription, 365 subscription. And there's a lot of features and AI and tricks in that that it just takes time to get used to. It takes time to get used to using them, knowing they're there, becoming familiar with them. And, you know, you can sit down and you can try to study them all. You know, every month they come out with, like, you know, this is the latest, try this, try that. You know, but until you're ready for them, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Until you're ready for it, you know, it might as well be in a different language. But then you say, oh, like the speech to text. Once I realized how to use that, devoted some attention to that and started doing that, I was like, oh, okay. I became familiar with it. It became, you know, not second nature, but something like that. You know, something easy to use that I could just go to. And so, that is that. People walking their babies in their strollers. Oh, that's a big deal, if you really think about it. And I saw that with my daughter, and I was thinking that. But I was so young with my ex-wife and our first child, that going out with your child that first time is a big deal. You know, going out in the public, you just had a baby, you've been through all this, and to, you know, take that baby out in the world, that's a big deal. That's a lot of pressure or responsibility. Because I remember the first time I threw granddaughter in the car, it was just me and her. I wasn't really going anywhere. Actually, I was going across out of state. I was going across the state line. They let me take her. They was like, yeah, take her. I was like, well, y'all let me just take y'all. Y'all let me take y'all. Ray of sunshine and hope for the world. Across state lines by myself. They was like, ah, we don't care anything. We ain't worried about you. Both of them. They was like, ah, we know that she in good hands with you. I'm like, oh, okay. But I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about some other nut or somebody crazy doing something, you know, to hurt the child under my watch. And then that kind of wanes after a while. The first time, though, I was like, oh. But then taking her out in a stroller out in public, never had a problem with that. Like, come on, let's go. And I see, you know, Kimberly, first time we kind of really went out, because she was born like in November, so it was cold back in Ohio. And they ended up coming to California. The weather's a little better. And I saw Kimberly getting all, you know, dressed, you know, just really putting the emphasis on it. And I didn't say nothing. I've learned, you know, just let it go. Just don't even comment. Don't even attack it out. Just, you know, let her do her thing. Let her get herself together. Let her get her confidence. And you see her put the baby in a stroller and they walk out. You know, she threw her shoulders back and, you know, try to, you know, just, and the only thing we did was like walk around the neighborhood. But that was like the first time. And of course, I was still being me. I was like, yeah, let's go. Granddaughter, look. You know, I was teaching her how to turn her head. Look, I'm over here now. Granddaughter, clapping, making noise. Look. And so you see her watching me, watch her turn her head. That's the only thing she could do back then. I was like, look at me, watch me. I'm getting her attention. You know, Kimberly pushing the stroller. It's a big deal. You know, now, throw that child in the car and let's go. And I'm at the point now with her and my ex, the grandmother, that child get in the car seat and in herself now. She'll be get in the car seat. You know, she's big enough, old enough now. And she even knows how to, she watches stuff. So she knows how to, you know, she's trying to figure out how to take it loose, of course, or just how to just make it work. She just wants, you know, try to figure out how to make it work. I was like, pretty soon it should be. Get in the car seat, buckle up. But to be honest, that car seat is kind of complicated. It's like, there's a few moving parts to it. And you gotta kind of, even as an adult, you gotta kind of struggle with it to get it, especially as tight as they be having it. But, you know, I'd be like, get in there. I said, like, she said, here, was like, here, put it in the car. I was like, granddaughter, come on, get in the car. And she was trying to climb in. It was a Jeep, so it was kind of high. But she was still trying to get up in there. So I just, you know, helped her up and get in there. I was like, get in the car seat, get in the seat. And she just standing there looking all goofy. You know, not goofy, but like, yeah. Just happy to be standing there like that. And, you know, I guess missing the whole point of getting in the car. And then spend some time. She'd be like, get in your car seat. Because I'd be like, we's outside. Couple times, all right. Granddad, let's go for a walk. And I just saw her say, let's go for a walk. And she looked up, turned around, walked over to the steps, sat down, started sliding down the steps. You know, she knew what I was talking about. That I just, you know, I walked down. Wasn't no hand holding, wasn't no come on, come on. I just like walked down, started walking, and she followed me. And we started going up the street. You know, stuff like that. You learn to recognize that they recognize. And, you know, her grandmother, be like, hold her hand the whole time. You know, want to do everything for her. Want to do everything for her. You know, don't want the child to do nothing. You know, just want to do everything for her because it's almost more like she's worried something might happen. So she'd rather have, you know, don't want to give the child responsibility of doing that. My daughter a little less. A lot less, in fact. But still, you know. I'm like, don't hold her hand. She don't know how to walk. She might run in the street. She ain't gonna run in the street. She know better. She know what she's supposed to do and not do. And where to go and not go. And, you know, so I was like, hey, let's go for a walk. And she looked up, you know, and then started walking over to the steps. Scooted down. And I saw her, she got, you know, so far down there. I got up and walked by and I started walking. She started walking behind me down the driveway. And we walked up the sidewalk a little bit. Saw some kids outside, you know, on their bikes and stuff. And she looking, pointing, dog, 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 you know, all that stuff. It's fine. It's really good. But she can be a terrorist too. But she know how to be a terrorist too. She know how to be a terrorist too. You know, people. That she can be a terrorist too. She can't be a terrorist to me. I don't play that. And that's my role. You know, and I told Terry, I said, you know, it's good that she has somebody she can exercise her emotions on. Because those two are like really, really close. I mean, they were like really close. Her, you know, the mother, her mother and her grandmother, they're like really close. And like I said, yesterday, it was the same way with my niece and my mother. My niece and my mother, they were like, huh, y'all like, you're really comfortable with your grandmother, ain't you? More so than with me. But, you know, not that me and my niece's relationship, that I'm asking for more. You know, I'm the uncle. I have a nice, safe distance. You know, nice distance. And I like that distance to be who I want to be that role, you know, less responsibility. Ooh, let's try this. Let's jump off of this cliff. Come on. You don't want to be, when your mother say, don't be, have your uncle take you out there and do crazy stuff. I want to be that guy, you know. I want them to know that, you know, when the child come with me, they come back, more than likely there's going to be some peculiarities. You know, sometimes they may not be dressed. One shoe off, one shoe on. You know, they might be wet. They might, well, wet. I do not change diapers. Now when they poop, I ain't had to do a poopy diaper. I ain't had to do a poopy diaper with granddaughter yet. And a couple times I should have, and I kind of pushed it. Cause she don't care. She don't seem to mind. You know, she don't care, she don't seem to mind. But if it's like get really wet, I'll go ahead and change the wet one. And I'll try to wipe a little. You know, because I know how you're supposed to wipe a girl versus wiping a boy. You know, that I know the basics. You know, and I actually try to get a wipe with some, like, cleaning stuff on it. Like a Huggies or something that may have some, not disinfectant, but, you know, some stuff to help out. But otherwise, I'm good with just taking the wet diaper off and the new one on. Boop. But you got to watch for diaper rash and all that stuff. Blah, blah. And they'll let you know, but they know, you know, when the child's with me, you know, we out in the wilderness. We just going for it. You know, so, but they do make sure, they do try to make sure with me, they know there's going to be pictures. So they try to, you know, make sure she's dressed to a certain level and hair is done a certain level. Because there will be pictures and I will post them. And it doesn't matter to me what we look like. Neither one of us. We just out here. Anyhow, that's that. I do feel a little better today. Maybe because the weather's a little warmer. As you can see, it's still a little gray. Maybe I did need to sleep. Maybe I did need to rest. But just like I need to rest, I'm sure I also need to work too. Because too much, it can be too much. You know, I can get too lazy and just lethargic because, you know, I'm capable of doing what I want, not doing what I don't want. Sometimes it's good to do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes it's things you quote unquote have to do. It's because things you don't want to do, but are good for you. And this, like, this walking, I don't know if it's good. I mean, I know it's good, but I can't say that I don't like it. I cannot say that I do not like getting up and walking 4.5 miles every day. I can't say I don't like it. So, I don't want to put it in that category. Because I do enjoy it. And like I said, I'm walking. There's no music, usually. This is the most I do is talking. The most I'm hearing is me talking to me, or me doing a video, or me thinking about what I want to think. It's usually really quiet. You know, I like that. Like yesterday, during my, you know, day off, Jeffrey time day, where I just kind of semi-shut down. I didn't really shut down, but I semi-shut down. It got to the point where I don't want to hear any TV. I don't want to hear any podcast. I just laid in the bed and quiet. I just wanted quiet. Because usually, you know, I go to sleep to a podcast. You know, nothing crazy. In fact, I like podcasts where it's Sam Harris with his minimal laughter even. You know, he keeps a nice monotone. You know, I like the way he talks. And, you know, I'll go to sleep to Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris did a debate 4 years ago that was really good. I watched that whole thing. You know, but it just come to a point where I just wanted it to be quiet. I just laid in no music, not even my ambient music. Just quiet. And just, you know, I went to sleep. Took a nap. Woke up. It's like, cool, it's not too late. I still got a lot of the day left. Calculate how many hours I got left. And just be happy with that. Like, cool. Got up. Made a pizza I had in there. And I did it right this time. 350 for 25 minutes. Came out perfect. Sometimes I overcook it, sometimes I undercook it. Most of the times I overcook it. And realized too, I like sausage over pepperoni. Sausage, black olive, and mushrooms is my pizza. Had wedge with pizza with those toppings on it. In Youngstown, delightful. Delightful, whatever, delightful. Delightful, delectable, whatever. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. In fact, last night, I went to sleep listening to a talk seminar about multi-universes. It was being held at a place, and I listened to the guy talk, and he mentioned the people he mentioned in regards to multi-universes. I read their books, Lee Smolin, Brian Greene, Max Tegmark. I'm familiar with all of them. You know, the names he dropped, I was like, yep. So that was like affirmation. It made me feel good. Anyhow, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the study of multi-universes. Not parallel universes, multi-universes. The totality of it all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeff.